Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hello, this is David Griffiths here again. This is the first of a new series of podcasts that I'm going to be doing on using the Finder under Mac OS. Today I'm going to be focusing on using Spotlight to locate files in Finder, and also how to use the Smart Folders feature, a very nice, useful feature in Finder. As always, we should start out with equipment and version information. I'm doing this podcast using my 2011 iMac, using
menu bar, Apple, Apple menu, about this Mac, about this Mac, application, about this Mac, window, system report, toolbar, OS 10 Yosemite, image, version, 10.10.1.
And the date today is
November 20th, 3:45 p.m.
in the year of 2014. So hopefully this will equate to any operating system that you're using. I do think, though, that everything that I will be showing today also work perfectly happily for me under Mavericks. So this should also apply to previous versions of Mac OS. Now, just to talk about this a little bit generally first, the reason I'm doing this podcast is that what I tend to try and do is do podcasts on things that I've found difficult in the past and I've had to learn my way around. Basically, I think that if I found it difficult in the past, then there's a chance that other people may have found things difficult. And one of the things I initially did not like about the Mac OS system was Spotlight Search. However, as I've learnt more about Spotlight, and in particular learnt how to customise it to make sure it does what I want to do, I found it increasingly useful, and I now think it's a very useful part of the Mac. There are some advanced features which other operating systems like Windows struggle to compete with. Now, the way most people are told to execute Spotlight is to use the spacebar along with the command key, the command spacebar option, which opened up the Spotlight search. And that certainly is a way to go, but I personally find it better to narrow it down from there, because what happens when you just do the command spacebar command to bring up the general Spotlight search is you get a very wide search indeed. And this is one of the features of Spotlight, is that despite its name, it gives you very wide search results. So what I'm going to concentrate today on is the Finder Spotlight, which is a different way of using Spotlight, and it's much narrower, and you won't get, for example, in the search results here, result from the web or other aspects of your Mac capabilities. You will instead get a much narrower set of search results just based on what the contents of your Mac is, and that most of the time is what I want, because if I want to search on the web, I'll tend to use Google for that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start out by bringing up the Mac document folder, and there's a shortcut, of course, for that. Which, first of all, I'm just going to clear the window which I have open with the information about my Mac operating system.
Finder, desktop, facebook.url, Windows Internet shortcut.
And I'm on the desktop anyway, so all I need to do now is Command-Shift-O to open documents.
Documents, documents, window, browser.
Now, what I'm going to do now is not use Command Spacebar, but Option Command Spacebar, and you should hear a different outcome.
Searching this Mac window, search for search text field.
Right, and we'll get straight into a search text field. Now, this just explains part of the way that Spotlight works by default before we start entering text into this search text field. Now, if I just type blindness, which is what I'm going to type in here by itself, and press return, Spotlight would not only search the Mac for all the documents with blindness in its name, but would also search for all documents which had blindness text within it. So you get a very wide range of documents. And perhaps the easiest thing to do would be to show that in operation. So I'm going to interact with the search area.
Interact with search text field. Selection L-I-N-D-N-E-F-S. Blindness.
Right, now I'm going to VO cursor across. So stop interacting.
Stop interacting with search. This Mac selected radio button, 1 of 2.
And you see that what we've got is the option to search this Mac, which is what I want.
Documents, radio button, 2 of 2.
Or you can search the actual document folder that you're on. So whatever folder you start this search from, you have the option of either searching from this Mac, the whole of the Mac, or you can search just in the folder. Now, I'm going to search on the whole Mac, so I'm not going to bother that. But that's quite a good way of narrowing down your searches so that you only have to search for a smaller part of your Mac rather than the whole of it. Keep on going across.
Save button.
We'll come to that later.
Show search criteria button. Browser.
And we've got the browser. So I'm just going to go back.
Save button. Documents. This Mac. Selected. Search. Blindness. Search for. Search text field.
And I'm going to press enter. And then we're going to go across.
Search. This Mac. Documents. Save button. Show search criteria. Browser.
And then interact with browser.
Interact with browser. Documents.
And then we'll just cursor down, listen to the results.
God, Money, and Politics, English, iTunes to Blindness, and Touch from the Enlightenment to Integra, HAYH 2182, copy.txt, text.
That's in document.
God, Money, and Politics, English, iTunes, God, Money, and God, Survival, text, plants, edible and medicinal plants, ps.txt, text.
So you see that what we've come to here is that we have a document which obviously had blindness in it, but it had nothing to do with blindness in the title. Now, I may not necessarily want that to be the case. If I cursor down...
Percent will percent to Robert A. Heinlein percent T if this goes on.txt, text.
Again, it's not a document initially to do with blindness, but it's obviously got blindness somewhere in the text. So if I stop interacting and go back...
Stop interacting with browser, one item selected. Show search criteria, save button, documents, this Mac, selected, search. Blindness, search for, search text field.
And I'm going to interact again.
Interact with search text field, blindness.
And go to the beginning of it.
Blindness. Unselected. Insertion at beginning of text.
And this time I'm going to type name with a colon after it.
N-A-M-E. Colon. Space.
And just to read that line.
Name. Blindness.
We've got name, colon, blindness. And I'm going to press enter on that.
Name. Blindness.
And we should now get a very different set of search results. So I'm just going to stop interacting with that field.
Stop interacting with search text field.
And then you put V-O-N to go to the end.
Path, empty, list, browser.
Go back one to browser, interact.
Interact with browser, documents.
And you'll hear documents. And now what should have happened is we will only get search result confined to documents with blindness in its actual title name. So if we go down, that should be what happened.
God, Money, and Politics, English, iTunes to Blindness, and Touch from the Enlightenment to Integra, HAYH 2182, copy.txt. God, Money, God. Blindness, blind, or 00 LEVYILA underline, DJVU.TE, blindness, blind, or construction of blindness.txt, text. Construction of blindness.txt, text.
I need a different version of the same document in different location.
The politics of blindness.txt, text.
And so you see that what I've now got is I've got a whole list of documents with blindness in them, and I find that very useful because I sometimes don't want to have every document which had blindness in the text, but just have blindness in the actual name of the document. And this can help you search for and find the documents you need quite quickly. So just to summarise, if you type name, N-A-M-E, colon, before any search term, then the Finder Spotlight will confine its search to file names with that search title in it. Now, the thing that I find great about this system is the Smart Folders system. And what the Smart Folders is a way of saving this search so that you create a virtual folder. It doesn't have the actual documents, it really just contains aliases or shortcuts to the documents that are in this search. But what is great about it is that if any time I create or get another document with blindness in the title name of the document, in the file name of the document, that will automatically be added to my Smart Folder. So But this is a very useful tool if you are researching or studying on a particular topic and you're amassing different files and articles around a particular topic, because using this smart folder, wherever you locate the file, this smart folder will bring together all the files that you need under a particular topic. So theoretically, if you were studying under a particular topic, you could create a whole number of themes where the same file could be referred to different searches from different aspects. So saving the folder is very simple. We just simply stop interacting with the search results.
Stop interacting with browser, one item selected. The and politics then, of blindness.txt, text.
And then we go back.
Show search criteria button, save button. Specify a name and location for your smart folder.
So the Mac will ask you to specify a name and location for your smart folder. If you rear cursor right.
Save as.
And it will say save as.
Save as. Press save. Dim button.
Right, and then we just cursor across.
Searching this Mac. Contents selected. Edit text.
You see, they're given a default name of searching this Mac. I'm just going to call it test.
Selection E. S. T. Test.
And then I'm going to cursor across.
Disclosure. Checked. Back. Dip. Forward. Dip. Icon mode. Radio button. List mode. Selected. Column mode. Radio button. Save searches. Pop-up button.
And it put in by default in save searches. Now, I'm going to change that by going into that by pressing.
Menu checkmark. Save searches. Library. David Griffith. Users. Macintosh HD. David's iMac.
I'm going to put David's iMac in. So if I just put that in the focus.
David's iMac. Pop-up button. Search text field. Progress indicator. Sidebar. Table. Row 10 of 13. David's iMac. Selected. Vertical splitter. File table.
And I'm going to go into the file table.
Interact with file table. Row 1. Name. Bootcamp.
So we've got the bootcamp.
2 terabytes data.
That's the drive I want to save it on, so I'm just going to open that drive up.
No row selected.
And I'm going to go to new folder, create a new folder on that drive, I think.
Add to sidebar, uncheck, hide extension, new folder button.
I'm going to press on new folder.
New folder. New folder.
And I'm
name,
going to
new
put,
folder.
And I'm going to put test the podcast.
T E S T space T R space 4 P O D C A S T. Specify a name and location for your smart folder. Save as. Cancel button.
And I'm going to tab across.
Save. Default button.
And then just press the space on that.
Now, list 1.05, the socialization of the blind and blindness agencies.
Now, hopefully that would have created a new smart folder on my internal data drive. Now, let's go and check to make sure it's there. And I'm going to press Shift Command C to open my computer up.
Computer. List 1 item selected. 2 terabytes data. Volume.
And I'm going to cursor across.
Dropbox folder.
And then we just have a look down.
Dropbox alias. FlexWeb radio. Software. Full storage document. Test for podcast folder.
And there we are. We've got the test for podcast folder. We've cursed across.
Test smart folder.
And there's a test smart folder in there.
God, money, and politics, English, iTunes to blindness, and touch from the enlightenment to Integra, HYH 2182, copy.txt.
And there you'll find all the search results, which will always be there for the latest condition on your Mac of all the searches relating to blindness. Now, just to show how that works, let's go back to my document folder with Shift Command O.
Documents. Documents. Folder.
And then I should have a document down here called blank, which is a useful document for me. I just type BL.
Blank. Doc. Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
I'm going to duplicate that document by using Command D.
Blank. Copy. Doc. Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
And I'm just going to simply rename it by pressing the Enter key on it.
Blank. Copy. Doc. Blank. Copy. Is selected. Edit text.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call this, this is a test of blindness.
Selection replaced. H-I-S space I-S space A space T-E-S-T space O-F space B-L-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. This is a test of blindness. Doc. Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
So that we create a new document called This is the Test of Blindness. Now, if we go back to my other drive, which by going to the computer again by pressing Shift Command C.
Computer, list one item selected. 2 terabytes data, volume.
And I'm back on 2 terabyte data, so just go back again.
Dropbox, folder.
And then we press T.
Test for podcast, folder.
And then we go to Test for podcast, then we cursor across.
Test, smart folder.
And then we're back to our new smart folder that we made.
God, money and politics, English iTunes to blindness, and touch from the enlightenment to integral, HMY.
And here we've got all the search results. If I press T again.
The politics of blindness folder.
Let's just type in this.
This is a test of blindness.doc. Microsoft Word 97-2004 document.
And you'll see that that document we just created has already been added to our smart folder. So this is a brilliant feature of the Mac. With this smart folder, you can constantly be monitoring all the documents that you assemble, all the documents you download, and they can be organized within these smart folders, so you'll never be able to say that you've lost a document again. Now, there are many other things that you can do with the Finder search and with Spotlight searches, and I will cover them in subsequent podcasts, but just to keep this bite-sized and easy to assimilate, I think I'll end it there. Now, as before, you can always contact me if you have any queries or comments that you want to make on my email address, which is daj.griffiths, that spelled griffith, at gmail.com. And by the way, many thanks to those of you who have emailed me to say how helpful they found the podcast. It does motivate me to continue doing them, and it really is the only reason I do them, is to try and make sure that people get over some of the problems that we have to encounter together. So many thanks for those contributions that people are making, and contact me if you have any further queries. Okay then, bye bye for now.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.